A federal appeals court has upheld a previous ruling on New Jersey's unique ballot design, eliminating the county line format. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty tells us this applies to this year's Democratic primary only.
Candidates in the New Jersey Democratic primary will be grouped by the office they are seeking rather than organized in a line with preferential placement for party-approved candidates. Micah Rasmussen from Rider University's Rebovich Institute says Republicans will still be able to use the line this year, as the federal judges in this case said it originated with Andy Kim and county Democrats.
Very convoluted, but it has to do with who brought the case and who brought the challenge.
So now there's a big can of worms open over the future of ballot design. While Rasmussen says the line is likely dead, it's not clear who will make permanent changes or when.
Right now, for this year, you see every county clerk with their own take as they design the ballot on what an office block ballot should look like, and there is some variation.
Rasmussen says legislators in New Jersey have the power to design uniform ballots to meet the new criteria set by the judges. Whether or not that happens, he says, is another question. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.